From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un signed a commitment to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula right after their meeting in Singapore on Tuesday. The document calls for the two countries to jointly work on efforts to build a lasting peace on the peninsula, to establish new U.S.-North Korea relations, and to recover the remains of prisoners of war and military members missing in action. But there are few details on how that will all happen. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The document the two leaders signed is mostly a restatement of past pledges, light on specifics. North Korea has a history of reneging on agreements.
This is a much different time, and this is a much different president, in all fairness. This is very important to me.
And the president says his gut tells him Kim is different, too.
Honestly, I think he's going to do these things.
Then again,
I may stand before you in 6 months and say, hey, I was wrong. I don't know that I'll ever admit that, but I'll find some kind of an excuse.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea's state-run news agency said Tuesday that Kim invited Trump to Pyongyang, while Trump invited Kim to Washington. The report said both accepted the other's invitation as, quote, another important occasion for improved relations. A new study finds the most widely used anti-malarial therapy may not fully treat some children and pregnant women. These patients' bloodstreams contained lower concentration of one active ingredient compared to adults who aren't pregnant. But experts say this study alone is not enough to warrant changing treatment recommendations. This is VOA News. Aid agencies report the